朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
感谢赞美神，我们看见神把我们留在地上有年岁，一年一年的过去。
Yeah, praise the Lord that He kept us on this earth so that we have accumulations of age.
年龄稍微大一点，人生的阅历比较多元化的时候。
As I grow older, we have more experience.
我们的头发从黑的变成白的。
And our hair changed from black to white.
我们的头发从多变成少的。
From abundance to scanty.
为什么？我们因为开始受到不同的打击，不同的挫折临到我们的人生。
Because indeed we experience a lot of tribulations and a lot of failures in our life.
我们真的发现一件事情，中国人讲得很对，天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福。
And the Chinese indeed appreciate that in the sense that the life is not a certainty.
我们突然觉得一件事情，我们觉悟到生命是很脆弱。
And we experience the fragility of life itself with all kinds of tragedy.
每次我们旅行的时候，跟那个空中去 check in 的时候，我们再三告诉他，请你在那个行李上面贴一个 fragile， 就说这个是很脆的东西。
As we travel, sometimes our package is labeled fragile to indicate the article.
请你小心，因为里面有很珍贵的东西。
Please be careful about the package because they are precious.
最近我们接了一位老朋友从英国来。
Recently we received a friend to come from England.
一到我家第一件事情是打开就拆行李。
The first thing he arrived in the house is he opened up his package.
托里姆斯，我看看有一个很贵很贵的水晶玻璃杯，不知道有没有打破。
And he's worried that his crystal glass may has been broken.
打开一看，啊，嘎仔，他台湾人都豁嘎仔，还好，那个杯子还没有破。
And of course, he was excited as he found that his glass was intact.
对了，我看他心里面好没有安全感。
And yet, we can see all those lack of security in our life.
从英国到这里没有破。
When he traveled from England to here, the glass was intact.
他说：“李牧师，从这里到西岸，从西岸到台湾，我不敢担保它不会破。”
And yet he said that as I travel further to the West Coast, back to the Far East, something may have happened.
你知道他怎么解决吗？
How would he solve this problem?
他说：“李牧师，送给你。”
And so he said that I'm going to give this to you.
他给我两个非常漂亮的用 handcuffed 这个水晶玻璃酒杯两个。
He gave me this two beautiful handcuffed crystal glasses.
为什么？因为这个杯子太脆弱。
Because those two glasses are too fragile.
我们看见过了八十年以后，我们看见摩西到了第二个四十年的时候。
As we see that Moses reached age 80, as he finished his second part of his life,
整个人变了。
Things have changed.
前面四十年不可一世的。
The first 40 years is very boastful.
现在他变成畏首畏尾，瞻前顾后。上帝叫他出来五次，拒绝上帝不肯出来。
And yet he become very timid in the second 40 years and refused to come out with repeated invitation from God.
因为他发现他不再是一个能的人。他说我不能。
Because he has discovered that he's no longer can because he is now cannot.
比前面四十年好一点。
He has improved compared to the first 40 years.
但是这一个人还没有被神完全的得着。
And yet he has not completely gained by God.
今天我们在人生的阅历当中不也是这样吗？
Today in our travel in this earth, are we similar?
我们那种不可一世的那一段时间已经过去了。
And our heydays of ableness has seems to be gone.
但是在我们人生的第二个阶段当中，我们是非常非常的跟第一个四十年不一样。非常的自卑、自怜、自怨自艾。
And yet, in our second stage of our life, are we become too timid, too self-pity?
第三个四十年。
The third stage of the third 40 years.
在摩西的生命的经历的旅程当中，从我能到我不能，一直到上帝能，感谢主，进到一个新的一个境界。
As Moses entered into the third stage of his life, he has entered from he can, he cannot, and now God can.
这四十年不好过，弟兄姊妹。
The last 40 years is not easy.
我们以为他从此以后一帆风顺。
We thought that from now on everything will be fine.
事实上，在这四十年当中，对摩西来讲，是一种众叛亲离、腹背受敌的这样一种体验。
And yet, the 40 years are guarded with tribulations and failure.
但是他知道一件事情。
But he knew for sure.
不再是自己能够做什么，是上帝能做什么。
It is no longer the point of whether he can, but that the question is whether God can.
一个主日学的老师拿了一个手套给小孩子。
A Sunday school teacher gave a glove to a Sunday school student.
他就给这些小孩子说：“你用这个手套去把这个杯子拿起来。”
And he said, "Use this glove to pick up this glass."
那个小孩子用手套怎么样弄，这个杯子都不会动。
And this child struggled with the glove and then cannot pick up this glass.
老师说：“你不会，我会。”
The teacher said, "If you can, I can."
老师就把手穿进这个手套里面。
And the teacher put his hand into the glove.
然后他就把这杯子拿起来。
And then pick up the glass.
小孩子都赖皮赖皮。
The child said that you are cheating.
谁不会，我也会。
Well, of course I can do the same thing.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个人生的写照。每一个人应该有这样的体验和经历。
Brother and sister, this may well be a picture of our life.
我们的生命好像一个没有内涵的手套一样。
Our life may well be a glove with no content.
但是当神的能力进到我们里面的时候，
And yet when God's power enters into us,
我们可以用那个手套做我们人本来不能做的事情。
We can use this glove to achieve what man cannot.
所以我们在这里看见，如果从这段圣经分成三个段落，很清楚的，我们看见他生命的经历，谱出一个忠心的心态出来。
Therefore, in these three divisions of Moses' life, we can understand this attitude and the inwardness of this faithful service.
那么他的忠心是从哪里开始的呢？
Now, where's the origin of his faith?
我们看24节到27节。
Let's look at verse 24 to 27.
在这一段圣经里面，我们看见神把摩西带到他40岁的时候的情况。
And we see how God led Moses, past the first 40 years.
带出一个忠心的心态，而不说带出一个忠心的形态出来。
Not only does he have the attitude and the mind of faithful stewards, he also have actions to express.
一开始的时候，我曾经提到这几个月，我在思想到这个忠心的管家这个题目的时候。
Over the past month or two, as I contemplate on the topics of faithful stewardness,
弟兄姊妹，我有个祷告。
I have a prayer, brother and sister.
是两方面的忠心。
And two aspects of faithfulness.
一个是在信仰生活上面的忠心。
One aspect is in our life and faith.
一个是教会侍奉上面的忠心。
The second part of faithfulness is in our service.
我们不单单在某一项侍奉上不能坚持到底。
Not only do we lack our perseverance in our faith.
有的时候我们发现许多的基督徒在信仰上不能锲而不舍。我们在信仰上也不能坚持到底。
And many times we find that we are lack of perseverance even in our faith.
如果我们要分析的话，有很多的理由，很多的原因。
If we want to analyze it, we have a lot of reasons.
为什么我现在的热不像我刚信主的时候那么热呢？
Why is it that I lack of the enthusiasm that I had one had when I received Christ?
为什么曾经那样热心侍奉过，今天对我来讲就是那样提不起劲来？
Why was it that I was enthusiastic enough about the service in the past and not now?
很多的原因。
There are many reasons.
今天我们看从摩西的身上看一个原因。
And we would like to look at one reason through the life of Moses.
答案就在24节到27节上面。
And indeed the answer is recorded in 24 to 27.
弟兄姊妹，对摩西来讲40岁是一个关键年。
To Moses, age 40 is a turning point.
我们知道时下流行的中年危机也是从40岁开始。
And of course, we are all familiar with the problems of middle age crisis start age 40.
我发现在三年、四年前，我记不起大概多少年前，好莱坞突然出了好几部电影跟中年人有关系。
And of course, about 3 to 5 years ago, there are a number of movies come out dealing with the problem of middle age crisis.
差不多在同一年的时间，好莱坞出了好几个跟中年危机有关系的电影。
And many of the movies seem to come out in that single year.
都是讲40岁的男人的苦闷。
Talk about the problems of a 40-year-old man.
有一次我看哈佛大学的这个介绍。
Once I read about introduction from Harvard.
我看到有一个 seminar 的题目很有意思。
And I saw a topics of a seminar.
那个题目叫如何帮助你度过40岁。
the topic was that how to cope with passing into age 40.
我们中国人喜欢在过年的时候常常摇头晃脑的在说一些话，说哎呀，我三十岁了，是而立之年呢。
And of course, the Chinese were fond to make a statement when they were 30 years old in New Year, saying that now I am established.
四十岁生日的时候，哎呀，终于不惑了哈，已经到不惑之年了。
And of course, once you reach 40, you say that I'm now free of doubts.
不久我就要说，哼，我要开始知天命了。
Of course, not long ago, I'm going to say that I know the will of heaven.
因为《论语》在《为政篇》，孔子说过这样的话。
And indeed, that was recorded in the Chinese classics by Confucius.
他说他十五岁开始有志出来上学。他说无师有五而志与学，开始出来求学问。
And of course, this particular sage recorded saying that when I was 15, I was determined to learn.
这翻译很难的，考他三十而立，四十而不惑。
When I was 30, I was established, and when I was 40, I'm free of doubt.
五十而知天命。
When I was 50, I know the view of heaven.
六十而耳顺。
By 60, I know how to listen and understand.
七十而从心所欲，不逾矩。
And by 70, I can achieve whatever my heart desire within the confines of the Lord.
我把孔子十五、三十、四十、五十、六十、七十的经验把它排列出来。
And if we or divided all the life that Confucius mentioned here,
我就说摩西怎么样？摩西他是什么几岁干嘛？几岁干嘛？
And of course, the question is how is that compared to the divisions in Moses' life?
我发现摩西是四十而立，是八十而知天命。
And of course, in Moses, he established himself in age 40. By 80, he knew the view of heaven.
摩西在神的全家敬忠是他四十岁的时候开始。
And indeed, Moses became faithful to the house of law starting age 40.
我们在二月份的时候，从保罗的身上看忠心的管家的一个典范。
When we study the life of Paul in February,
我们是从他的结局来看他的忠心。
We study his conclusion, reflecting his faithfulness.
保罗真是一个鞠躬尽瘁、死而后已的一个至死忠心的人。
And indeed, Paul has been faithful until death.
摩西呢？是开从开始来看他的忠心，不是到死的时候看他的忠心。
And then in Moses, we look at his faithfulness from the very beginning of his life, rather than the other way around as in Paul.
四十岁在摩西的身上发生什么事情
？What has been happening when Moses was 40?
在他人生的过程当中，他对价值有一个重新的估价。
Because in his life journey, there is a difference, there's a change in his system of value.
我们在座许多基督徒，我们都记得。
Many of us here, Christian, knew.
我们怎么样开始我们的信仰？我们怎么样坚持我们的信仰
？How do we start our faith, and how do we preserve our faith?
是从价值的确定而来的。
It depends upon our system of value.
我们都知道，耶稣基督在马太福音十六章讲过这样一句话。
In Matthew 16, Jesus said the following:
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
There's no benefit to an individual who gained the whole world but lost his life.
人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What can he exchange for his life?
亲爱的朋友们，
brothers, friends,
你还没有信主。
You have not.
你还在慕道之中。
You are still seeking the truth.
希望这一句话给你一个参考，给你一个帮助。
May this be a help and a reminder.
人能够用什么来换取生命
？What can a man exchange his life?
当我们在生死之间的时候，请问什么是你最宝贵的东西呢
？In the words of life and death, what is the most precious matter?
信仰是如此，侍奉也是如此。
This is so in your faith. This is so in your service.
一个人侍奉的开始和坚持也是从价值而来的。
And indeed, in the one's service, your system of value determined that.
有一个记者去印度探访一个麻风病院。
A certain journalist went to visit a leprosy sanatorium in India.
他看一个西方的宣教士，一个姐妹在那边服侍这些病人。
He saw a Western female missionary in that particular hospital.
他非常受感动。
He was deeply moved.
他看见这个姊妹长得非常漂亮。
He saw this sister young and beautiful.
凭什么离乡背井跑到印度那么一个偏僻的地方，跑到一个麻风病院来做这种 一般人不喜欢做的事情。
What motivated her to desert civilization and went to a deserted area to serve?
她忍不住对这个宣教士讲。
So he could not help himself but then said to her.
她说小姐。
Lady.
她说就是给我一年100万的薪水，我也不会来做你这样的事情。
Even if you give me $1 million a year, I would not take up a job like this.
这个宣教士很平淡地回答他说。
The missionary replied the following.
先生，是的，给我一年100万，我也不会来做这个事情。
What you said is true. If you gave me $1 million a year, I would not take up a job like this.
我不是看在100万的份上来做这件事情。
I did this not because of this $1 million.
价值的判断不一样。
The determination of value is different here.
在这段圣经里面，我们看到摩西因为他的背景、他的环境，他可以拥有许多的东西。
And here we understand that because of Moses' background and his training, he can have anything he wants.
请注意，在这段圣经里面提到两样东西是他可以有的。
It mentioned two aspects that he can possess.
一个是埃及的财物。
The first aspect is the treasures of Egypt.
第二是最终的快乐。
The second thing is the pressure of sin.
一个呢是埃及的物质的享受。
One aspect is the material good of Egyptian society.
一个是埃及的精神的享受。
The second aspect is the spiritual offering of Egypt.
请问这两样东西谁不要呢？
How can we turn down those two aspects?
今天我们活在这个西方文明的这样的一个社会里面。
Today we live in a Western civilization.
我们有了还要再有，有了还要再有。
We want everything more than what we have.
所以今天我们这些人就拼命的买许许多多别人有世界有的一些产品，放在我们的家里。
Therefore, today society want to buy more of what it has to offer.
这是埃及的财物。
This is the treasures of Egypt.
有的时候在我们家里面过一段时间，四周围看一看，走一走，我们实在发现有很多东西是多余的。
Many times if we look around us in our house, we find that a lot of things are extra.
但是弟兄姊妹，请你原谅我，我们今天是在主里面来说这件事情。
Please excuse me, this statement was made in the love of God.
一个基督徒，他的价值观是不是一定要跟今天的世界是一样样的呢？
Is a Christian's system of value has to be identical with that of our society?
你说我有奉献。
You said that I have offering the church.
教会有需要，我没有问题，我一定有奉献。
I always offer as if there's any need in the church.
但是今天 keeping up with the Joneses, 今天我们来到这个世界上，我们觉得别人有，为什么我没有？
And today we are plagued with the idea of keeping up with the Joneses.
张开弟弟兄那天在我们家的这个比利亚聚会，他讲了一个笑话。
Brother John mentioned a joke in our house recently.
他说今天有人今天要买一部汽车，目的就是为了气邻居。
Today people may buy expensive car so that to annoy the neighbor.
我就要买这部车，为的是要气那个邻居。
And the buying of a car may indeed just to annoy the neighbor.
弟兄姊妹，请不要误会我的意思。
Please do not misunderstand me.
我不是说我们今天不要买车子。
I'm not saying that we should not buy cars.
今天我们在这个社会里面没有车没有脚，我们知道。
And indeed, cars become a necessity here in America.
但今天我们活在这个世界上。
And yet we live in the world today.
我们能不能够在信仰上活出像摩西这样的见证出来
？Can we express a testimony in our faith like Moses?
时间已经到了，我没有办法再讲下去。
Because of constraint of time, we do not have further time.
但是这一段里面有非常重要的一些信息对我说的。
And yet, there are important lessons in this passage.
弟兄姊妹，我相信一件事情。
But I do firmly believe,
一篇不能感动讲员的道是不可能感动听众。
A sermon that cannot move the minister will not move the congregation.
当我在讲这些事情的时候
，As I talk about this matter,
神的灵一直在我心里面有吹笔和感动。
There has been moving of God's spirit within me.
昨天十点多我已经准备好信息，但是我再看这个信息的时候，我不满意，重新写过，一直到半夜。
And I revised the sermon even 10 o'clock last night.
我今天只能够提到这里，埃及的财物。
Today I can only mention the treasures of Egypt.
最终之乐其实还有一些可以讲。
Of course, as far as the aspect of precious sins, we can talk about that too.
如果罪里面没有快乐，今天没有人会跳下去。
If there is no pressure in sins, nobody would draw into sins.
我们今天已经不再讲癌症了。我们今天不是谈癌症色变，我们今天是谈 AIDS 色变。
Of course, nowadays we are not talking about cancer, we talk about AIDS.
为什么会如此？
Why is it so?
因为最终有快乐。
Because indeed there is pressure in sin.
但是希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，暂时的快乐不是永恒的快乐。
And yet, in Hebrew, we said that this pressure is only transient.
弟兄姊妹，在去年二月的时候，我们到 Albany 去领一个聚会。
But sisters, last February, we went to Albany to lead a meeting.
他们给我一个题目很特别。
They gave me a topic which was unusual.
如何克服？下面是英文 peer pressure.
The topic was how to cope with peer pressure.
How to overcome peer pressure.
How to overcome peer pressure.
后来我找中文字典，发现要如何克服同济的压力，就是 peer pressure.
And of course, one way of looking at this is how to overcome pressure from your colleagues.
我以为 peer pressure 只有青少年才有。
I always thought that peer pressure referring to the situation in the youth.
头发这样梳都不好看，要站起来才好看。
And of course, you have to keep up your hairdos to resist peer pressure.
我儿子好高兴，发现他爸爸二十年前有一个那种用带子打的领带，他现在用的高兴的不得了，因为这是最流行。
And my son was very excited as he found out that his father used a narrow tie some 20 years ago.
不是 narrow tie， 是那种绳子做的那种好像牛仔穿的那种带子。哇，他高兴了，他爸爸哪里来？你怎么会买这个东西？我这是二十年前是我的东西。
And of course, that was the fashion 20 years ago.
我们说 peer pressure 只有青少年有。
We thought that peer pressure only belongs to the teenagers.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们每一个人，成年人，我们也有 peer pressure.
And yet, even today, in middle ages and older, we have peer pressure.
因为我们一直说 keeping up with the Joneses, 我们要跟其他的人一样。Why not?
That's why we have to keep up with the Joneses.
求主让我们从这一方面和我们信仰的中心和侍奉的中心来做一个比较和思想。
May God help us so that we can compare this in our faithfulness and in our service to God.
实在后面，我个人觉得有很多很精彩的东西，今天不能跟大家一起分享。
Many of thoughts and messages that I cannot deliver today.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。